This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It will soon be illegal for Colorado drivers to hold their cell phones while driving. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the law that takes effect tomorrow.
Under the new law, only hands-free calls are allowed while driving. And if you need to touch the screen to start the call, that should happen before you get on the road. The ban also includes being stopped at traffic lights, so no scrolling while waiting for the green light. It took numerous attempts to ban cell phone use in cars. Some Democrats were concerned it could lead to biased law enforcement stops, and some Republicans were concerned about potential personal liberty violations. The new law wouldn't be a primary offense, so drivers will only get pulled over if they are also driving erratically or violating other laws. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife left a big mark in Colorado in Crested Butte. Christopher Hensley runs the Crested Butte Adaptive Sports Center. He says the Carters helped raise money and brought students from Georgia to ski in Crested Butte.
They started bringing some of those kids who would have different disabilities. The Adaptive Sports Center would take on those kids, and then regular ski school would take on the able-bodied kids. But the Carters would be really involved.
Rosalind Carter was an early board member for the Adaptive Sports Center. The Colorado Springs Police Department hired 129 new officers in 2024. Mayor Yemi Mobolade is calling that a success for the short staff department, though it's still about 40 officers short of meeting city goals. The Springs has not been able to meet its police hiring goal since 2019. Bald eagles are easy to spot in Colorado this time of year, according to Risa Conry at Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Anywhere near water, open water, larger reservoirs, some of the big river drainages. I think no matter where you are in Colorado, if you go near water, you've got a good chance of seeing a bald eagle.
The bald eagle was just designated the official bird of the U.S. It's been an unofficial American symbol for hundreds of years. 6 minutes after 7, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.